Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The West Indies women beat Sri Lanka women by 23 runs in the first 2020 international in Barbados last night to take a 1-0 lead in the five-match series. Batting first, the home side scored 127 for 7 before Sri Lanka closed on 104 for 8 in reply. Chanel Daly continued her superb run of form by scoring 48 in 28 balls. Juliana Nero made 22 and captain Stephanie Taylor scored 13 at the top of the order. Shashikala Suryawardene took a brace of wickets, a haul matched by both Anisa Mohammed and Taylor when Sri Lanka battered. They struggled to build partnerships and Suryawardene's top score of 33 was not enough to get Sri Lanka close to victory. West Indies head coach Otis Gibson is under no illusions ahead of the tour of England and is expecting his team to be in for a challenging time. Fresh from a 2-0 series defeat to Australia on home soil, they take on England in the first of three tests at Lord's on the 16th of May. And without the likes of Chris Gayle, Dwayne Bravo and Sunil Narain, they face the number one ranked test side in the world in conditions that may not suit a young Caribbean side. You can see exactly what he had to say and listen to his pre-departure press conference by going online to cricketworld.com. Pune Warriors India captain Sourav Ganguly has been fined $20,000 after his side maintained a slow over rate during their defeat to the Deccan Chargers in Cuttack yesterday. His side were ruled to be 9 balls short of their target when time allowances were taken into account, and he was fined that fee as it was his first offence. Pune lost the game by 5 wickets and they now sit well down in the table with 6 group games still to play. In today's only match, the Kings XI Punjab eventually beat the Royal Challengers Bangalore by 4 wickets in a game that shook up the table. They moved into 4th place. Batting first, Bangalore scored 158 for 5 as Chris Gayle scored 71 in 42 balls and Virat Kohli made 45 before Azhar Mahmood took 3 for 20. Nitin Saini then hit 50, David Hussey 45 and Mandeep Singh 43, but 3 runouts in 8 balls towards the end threw the game wide open. However, Kings XI had done enough and Pibish Chawla won the game from the penultimate ball of the match with a 6 over mid-wicket.